I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. If all goes as planned, Curiosity, NASA's nuclear-powered space rover, will touch down early Monday morning in the 96-mile-wide Gale crater on the fourth planet from the sun. Once there, it will start collecting soil samples that scientists hope will finally answer the questions, is there life on Mars, or was there ever life on the red orb? If all goes as planned is the key phrase, because even NASA officials admit that a safe touchdown for Curiosity is the hardest mission they've ever attempted. Joining us to talk about that is Pat Duggins, who follows all things space from his base at Alabama Public Radio in Tuscaloosa. And Pat, what is so tricky about this landing?
Oh, hi, Sasha. The big deal is, from NASA's perspective, it's kind of like driving a car with no hands on the wheel and your eyes shut. I mean, everything's on autopilot during this. They call it the 7 minutes of terror, but you have to tack on 14 minutes after touchdown before the vehicle says, I'm here, everything's okay, you can keep your jobs. So what's going to happen is the vehicle, Curiosity, which is about weighs about a ton, and it's about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle, is going to come screaming through the Martian atmosphere with a blunt heat shield. If the heat shield fails, it burns up. Not a good thing. If the heat shield works, then a 50-foot parachute opens, but if it gets tangled, then the vehicle crashes. Not a good thing. If all of that works, then you've got an experimental part of it called a sky crane, which is a little platform with 8 retro rockets that's going to lower this rover down onto the ground on Mars with nylon cords, and then once it touches the ground, cut the cords and fly away, and the vehicle's on Mars. Now, all of that's fine, except NASA had a bad situation in 1999 with the Mars Polar Lander when the vehicle thought it was on Mars, but actually it was 50 feet above the ground, and it cut its engines off, crash, needs a new paint job, NASA looks bad. They're hoping that doesn't happen with Curiosity.
So a lot has to go right. Let's be optimistic and assume that Curiosity will make it to the surface of Mars safely. Then what? What might this rover find that the other Mars rovers and landers didn't find?
Well, the two probably most famous rovers, Spirit and Curiosity, were basically geologists. They would just crawl around on Mars and they with cameras, and they'd find an interesting rock and pull out a drill and chew at it and scan it and all that. And it basically dealt with the minerals on Mars. What Curiosity is going to do that's probably going to attract a lot of media attention, as you mentioned during your intro, is to try and find evidence whether or not there was life on Mars at one time. Is there life on Mars now, which NASA got some pretty heavy hints about that back in 1976, and I write about that in my book, or is the planet completely dead? That is what Curiosity is scheduled to do during its at least 2-year-long mission, but it could go on longer, and Gale Crater might have some of those answers.
And we understand that Curiosity is the largest and most sophisticated rover that NASA has ever sent to Mars. You described the vehicle for us a bit, but now would you tell us about some of the gadgets it will be carrying?
Oh, how about a rock vaporizing laser called ChemCan? It's gonna roll around. If it sees a rock it doesn't like, it'll blast it and then scan that and do whatever. It's got a weather station on board, which will turn on and off periodically throughout the day and tell us about, you know, the barometric pressure on Mars, the winds. I mean, there are tornadoes on Mars called dust devils, but the atmosphere on Mars is so thin that it's almost like a big wisp of cigarette smoke. It wouldn't, you know, carry you off like Dorothy to Oz or anything like that. But NASA doesn't know a lot about Martian weather, so it wants to know about that. Also, there's a radiation detector on the vehicle that's actually been operating since liftoff, because assuming somewhere down the road NASA sends astronauts, the radiation they would face between the Earth and Mars is a big question. The radiation they'd face on Mars is a big question, which could threaten the crew. So NASA wants as much information about that. So that's all part of the overall mission of the vehicle, plus the search for life or current life, past life or no life on Mars, that sort of thing.
Pat, as you know, this mission is the last hurrah for NASA's planetary program for quite a while. You know, the shuttle program is history. We now have commercial rockets servicing trips to the space station. So this, in some way, is sort of, there's a lot riding on this for NASA. It may need to prove itself here. Is this somewhat risky for them as a way to prove themselves?
Well, the biggest criticism of the mission, Sasha, is that there's only one Curiosity rover. There were two Vikings. There were two Mars rovers, Spirit and Opportunity. So if one of those vehicles crashed or didn't work, the other one could at least try to help NASA save face and accomplish part of the mission. There's only one Curiosity. If it doesn't work, critics say NASA could be set back for a decade, if not more.
So a lot rides on this.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Duggins is author of the book Trailblazing Mars, and he writes about space for Modern Weekly magazine in China. Pat, thank you.
Thank you.